recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, Antisocial.
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress, I'm not even kidding. And he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, 12 decks for, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, any solids, though?
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to CITR.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 22nd of February, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web from our studios under a pile of snow in the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival starts this weekend, and it's the perfect weather for it. There's screenings all over town, including three special events about trail running, skiing, and climbing that'll be happening here on campus at the Freddie Woods Theater. Is there only one Wood? It's only one. Yes, Freddie Wood Theater. And we will hopefully talk to climbing legend, or is he a guru, Doug Robinson. We'll also keep you in the loop of what's going on around town, the usual call board. And it's SoCan Day, when all our friends get paid for their music. So lots and lots and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Alrighty, you did. Let's get right into it. Good friend of the show, someone that we've been covering and promoting and playing ever since we started almost 5 years ago. His name's Reed Jameson, and he's a local singer-songwriter along with his lovely wife, Carolyn. And they're heading out on tour again down the coast and then heading out to Ontario. And it's all in aid of promoting their new album. It's called, let me see if I can pronounce it properly, We Don't, I think. Or Me Don't. Anyway, he's having an album release party Sunday at the Wise Hall. It's an afternoon show starting at about 3 o'clock. They really like doing those afternoon shows because I guess they're getting a little gray, like playing during the day there for you. But Reed is someone that we have a great affinity for. He's been playing music around town for years and years and years. He's been putting out a series of tribute albums. He did one for Elvis. He did one for Leonard Cohen. But now he's got a bunch of brand new original material that he's going to be introducing on Sunday at the Wise Hall. And just to give you a taste, this is not a new one, but it's a good one. It's called Slow Motion Kiss. So that's Sunday afternoon at the Wise Hall, Reed Jameson's brand new album release thing. As I mentioned at the top, the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival gets underway this weekend. There's an event tomorrow at the Centennial. No, sorry, it's by the Centennial Theater. It's Anatoly Souvlaki Restaurant is having a lunchtime meet and greet starting at 11 a.m. Where you can meet with some of the folks and get some good food and get a taste in more ways than one of some of the great speakers and films that you'll be able to enjoy on the Mountain Film Festival. There is a particular event or three events that are happening right here on campus at the Freddie Wood Theater. And it's a three nights in, dedicated to three different events. Trail running, which we talked about last week with the film Running on the Edge and the filmmaker Dean Leslie. And then skiing night, which is on Wednesday. And then on Friday next week, March the 1st, it's climbing night. And the guest speaker that day will be Doug Robinson. And we were supposed to talk to Doug, but we haven't been able to connect with him. So we'll just tell you about him. He is quite a legend in the rock climbing world. He led what was called the clean climbing revolution in the early 70s. If you're a climber, you know all about this. If you're not a climber, you probably don't care. But I'm going to tell you anyway. It was a way of making climbing more environmentally friendly. In the past, rock climbers would hammer pythons into the rock face, and they would, you know, damage the rock and leave this junk on the wall. And he discovered he developed a way of doing it in a cleaner fashion, and that's kind of what made his name and made him known. And he's been active ever since. And he's just put out a new book. It's called The Alchemy of Action. And it's an explanation of why people climb mountains, basically talking about the brain chemistry and what's called climber's euphoria and why people get out there and risk their lives for the fun of hanging on to a vertical sheet of rock. Anyway, he's going to be the guest speaker Friday night, the 1st of March, at the Freddie Wood Theater. That's happening at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. It costs $22. You get to hear Doug talk, and then there's two films following that. One is called Blood Moon, which is a feature film about three climbers who attempt to open a new climb. It's a 700-meter big wall in Madagascar. It's called Blood Moon. And then that'll be followed by a short documentary called Women. I'll probably be preceded by the short documentary called Women Are Mountains, which is a film about a couple of climbers in Brazil who balance their life with their children, their domestic lives, and their ability to follow their passion, which is climbing mountains. So that's climbing night at the Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival right here on campus at the Freddie Wood Theater. And there's lots of other stuff. There's stuff going on at the Centennial in North Van. There's stuff at the Cinematheque in the Rio, the K-Meek in West Van. So if you want to find out all about it, you can just go to their website, vimff.org. So it's let's play our friends music today so they can get paid. And one of our dearest friends is Russian Tim, who does his own Russian punk rock show right here on CITR. And he's got his own band, Russian Tim and the Pavel Bures. Yeah. That'll wake you up. That's Russian Tim and the Pavlo Burres. Song called Superhit. Hey, it's snowing out. Oh, my God, it's snowing. Oh, I can't deal with this. It's Oscar night on Sunday night, and whether you care or not about the big Hollywood films that are nominated, you should care about this. There's another Canadian entry. Allison Snowden and David Fine, a pair of animators right here in Vancouver, are nominated for their animated short, Animal Behavior. It's a look into a peek into a group therapy session of a group of animals. It's pretty funny. It's already won a few awards, including the grand prize in Rio and Los Angeles Animation Festival. But now it's up for the big one, Oscar for Best Animated Short. And you can see it. You can actually see it for free. You just go to nfb.ca until Sunday. I think, they're streaming it live for this week. And so just go to nfb.ca and you can, in the search box, just type in Animal Behavior and it'll come up. And it's definitely worth checking out. And you might recognize some of the voices, including our old friend Ryan Beale. Who's been around for years. You see him in theater, you see him on TV. He used to be the trainee on the A&W commercials. And he's also part of a group called The Sunday Service, live sketch comedy every Sunday night at the Fox Cabaret. And that gets underway at 9 o'clock on Main Street, Main and 7th Avenue. So go to nfb.ca, type in Animal Behavior, and watch the short, and then Sunday night, go and watch Ryan perform live at the Fox Cabaret Sunday Services. Yeah, let's see. What else was there? And, there's also comedy going on. I got that. All right, I got to regroup. Let's play some more music. Here's some favorites. This is Dennis Mills and the Judies. Yeah.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Duffin's Donuts.
Hello, Duffin's Donuts.
Hi, I was wondering if I can get 12 pupusas, but just pay for one of them.
Like, do we owe you?
Owe you cinnamon rolls?
No, you don't owe me. I was just seeing if, like, that was a deal I could make.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe in 20 years?
In 20 years?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay. I was hoping for it now,
years.
Though, but...
No, 20 years later.
20 years.
I think, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll try in 20 years.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to CITR.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on.
Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion, if approved, would create decades of intensive carbon emissions with the transportation of fossil fuels from Edmonton to Burnaby. The federal government and the National Energy Board are set to announce their decision on the expansion in December. An approval of the project would actively work against Trudeau's commitment to a 1.5-degree limit on global temperature rise and would also put our local ecosystem at risk. If you'd like to get involved in the fight against Kinder Morgan pipeline, check us out at ubcc350.org. That's ubcc350.org.
CITR 101.9 FM, Thunderbird Radio in the snow. Hey, hi, how are you? It's good to be here. Gotta love it. Opera Pro Cantante, Vancouver's favorite opera singing group, is doing a semi-stage performance of Norma by Bellini. That's on Sunday evening at the Cambrian Hall, which is at 17th and Main, right behind the toy store. The curtain rises at 7 o'clock. It's $18 to get in, $12 if you're a senior or a student, and tickets are available at the door. So that's Opera Pro Cantanti is a group that meets fairly regularly. They like to rehearse and perform their favorite opera materials. If you like to sing and you think you might be able to join in, they'd love to have you. And check out their webpage. It's www.procantanti, that's procantanti.com. And what they say here is, see who we are, what we do, and how we do it. And they consider themselves a friendly and accepting group who really loves singing and presenting live opera before an audience. So show up Sunday night, watch a performance, and if you want to be a part of them, talk to them afterwards, and maybe you can be on stage yourself, singing all that great opera stuff. A couple of weeks ago, we talked with Andrea. That's who it was. We talked with Andrea Conrad, the director of the Amish Project, which is a production that was originally done in Edmonton and is now in Vancouver, and that's happening at the. What do they call it now? They call it The Nest, which used to be Studio 1398 on Granville Island, 1398 Anderson Street, Cartwright Street, sorry. So it's here. It started on Wednesday. There are, I think, three more performances left. There's one tonight and there's two tomorrow. So get in and see it. It's quite a compelling, quite a moving piece. I mean, I was brought to tears just talking to Andrea about it. But it looks like it'll be a very worthwhile and entertaining show. I'm going to go see it tomorrow afternoon. So if you didn't hear the interview, basically the story is based on an actual event where a man walked into an Amish schoolhouse in Ohio, I think, or in Pennsylvania. Anyway, he went in and killed some young schoolgirls and then killed himself. And the result of that tragedy was that the Amish community basically forgave the killer and embraced and forgave his widow and children and kind of brought them into the community, kind of shared their tragedy with her. It's quite a beautiful story, quite moving, and there's only a few performances left, so I would highly recommend you see it. As I said, I'm going to check it out tomorrow afternoon. Once again, it's The Amish Project by Jessica Dickey, produced by... oh, my goodness. I know I had it right here. Anyway, it's at the Nest, the Studio 1398. On Cartwright Street on Granville Island. If you want to get tickets, you can get them at Brown Paper Tickets and just type in the Amish Project when you get to the website and find out more about that. Okay, let's play some more music. Here's some great friends of ours. This is We Found a Lovebird. Thank you.
Last week, we talked to the cast of Changed Utterly, which is a brand new play by created by Joan Bryans that is produced by Vital Spark Theatre at the Jericho Arts Centre. It's a story about a woman that helped lead the Irish Rebellion of 1916, done in the theatre verite style that Joan has become quite well known for. Naomi Wong and Jeremy O'Driscoll are in the cast, and they were here last week. Also featured are people like Chris Brown, Matt Loop, Curtis McGuire, and a whole bunch of other great folks. And that gets underway tonight. It opens tonight, goes to the 16th of March at the Jericho Arts Center. Tickets are available at Brown Paper, or you can find out more by going to vitalsparktheater.com and look up Changed Utterly. And we also had what was the other one? Oh, dear. I had it all set, and then I just lost it here. Where is it now? Got that. Oh, for crying out loud. All right, play another song, and I'll be back.
You'd run into the street for anymore, just to get to it quicker. But if only I made you feel like she does. If only I made you feel like that. If only I was enough. If only there was a spark. If only I was your match. I got a less sleeping dog's life. You'd never meet her if I stood in your way. We were meant to be for only a time. Time and pleasure have their day. Isn't that what they say? If only I made you feel like she does. If only I made you feel like that. Oh, if
sleeping dogs lie.
That's Rowan Porter, who we met last fall at the Vancouver Fringe Festival, an Australian expat who now makes her home here in Vancouver. Children of God is coming to the Kulch. This is a production by the Kulch in collaboration with Urban Inc. and the Siegel Center in Montreal. It is also in relation to the Talking Stick Festivals. A lot of folks involved in bringing this show to town. It's a new musical by Corey Payette, and it is the story of an OG Cree family set in a residential school in Northern Ontario. It's a story of redemption for a mother, Rita, who was never let past the school's gate, and her kids, Tommy and Julia, who never knew she came. So they're separated by an iron gate, and the repercussions of that kind of oppression, really, that's the word for it. Children of God offers a thrilling blend of ancient traditions and contemporary realities, celebrating resilience and the power of the Indigenous cultural spirit. It's got a stellar cast, including Michelle St. Jean in the role of Rita and Cheyenne Scott as Julia. And it plays at the Kulch from now until oh good, no, I don't have a date on it. Okay, but check it out anyway. It's playing at the York Theatre, pardon me, and on Commercial Drive. So go to thekulch.com to find out more information on Children of God. It's a big one. You don't want to miss it.
Blow away like charm. Raise
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Budgie's Burritos.
Budgie's Burritos.
Hi.
Hey.
I was wondering if you have any kind of deal on right now where I could get like a dozen burritos for the price of one.
No.
Okay. Do you have any promotions on right now?
No, we don't do promotions.
Oh. Okay.
Cool. Later.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Hi, I am Nitu Da, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The Jericho Arts Center is now accepting applications to perform between October 2019 and August 2020. In other words, if you are interested in mounting a major production, which is anything six performances or more, then you can sign up and hopefully get in on the Jericho Arts Center. What you do is you go to their website, jerichoartscenter.com, and you submit an initial application form, and then that will be looked at by a jury, and if they want to pick you for final selection, they'll ask for more details. Deadline for all this is March 24th, so get on board, and if you have a production that you want to do that is less than five performances, that can be done at any time and will be scheduled sort of in between after the majors have been performed. So if you want to find out more about that, just go to the Jericho Arts Center website, jerichoartscenter.com. The Greater Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance is hosting a unified general audition, which takes place every spring. It's an opportunity for local theater performers to be seen by casting directors throughout the region. So all kinds of local independent theater companies gather together in one room so you can be seen by everyone at once. It's a great opportunity. And I love auditioning anyway. It's just fun to get in front of people and do your stuff. So the Unified General Audition for the Greater Vancouver Theater Alliance is happening in April 2nd and 3rd. And you can sign up for it by going to their website, gvpta.ca, and look for Unified General Audition. Metro Theatre is still looking for an actor to play Admiral Croft in Persuasion by Jane Austen. That is happening pretty soon. March 30th is their opening. They're already in rehearsal. So you can contact Joan at j.bryans, B-R-Y-A-N-S, at telus.net. to find out more about that, or go to metrotheater.com to see. And actually, they might have actually found somebody, but check it out anyway. You never know. And the Act Safe Safety Conference is coming up next month, just a couple of weeks, actually, March 7th and 8th. It's at the Delta Hotel by Marriott in Burnaby at the conference center there. This is the only conference in the Pacific Northwest focused on sharing knowledge about making performing arts and live events, workplaces safe for workers and audiences alike. Over 2 days, learn from experts in their fields of nearly 40 workshops, interactive demonstrations, roundtable discussions, and panel discussions. It's a fantastic opportunity to network and share knowledge with others involved in the production of live events and performing arts across Western Canada and beyond. The website for it is actsafeconference.ca. And our dear friend Perry has got his Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance thing coming up at the Rothstein Theatre in Vancouver at 41st and Oak. For the past 24 summers, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance has attracted hundreds of enthusiastic and talented participants, many of whom have gone on to successful careers in the performing arts. In fact, I worked with a couple of kids just over Christmas in It's a Wonderful Life, who are graduates of the Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance program. They do it in two sessions over the summer, one in July and one in August. It's a day camp. It's Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It costs $750 to do it, but included in the cost of the fee, you get a DVD of your performances and a couple of show tickets as well. And at the end of the camp, they do a public performance of what they've been working on for the last month. Deadline for application is April 1st. If you want to find out more, their website is gottasinggottadance.ca. The Ignite Youth Festival for Emerging Artists for developing and showcasing their acting skills is going to be happening at the Culture Lab at the Vancouver East Cultural Center in April. This year's show is called Sueño Americano by Brenda Munoz, and that's going to be, as I said, happening in April, but the auditions are March 1st and 2nd at the Greenhouse, which is the old house right next door to the Culch on Venable Street. They are looking for two actors, one to play Paz, a Mexican female, 18 to 24, who is an aspiring actress, and Javier, who is a Mexican male, 18 to 24, an aspiring musician and poet. Spanish speaking is a strong asset for either of these parts. And you can contact Shanae Sodhi at shanae.sodhi6@gmail.com. Spec Theater is doing Artisanal Intelligence by Ira Cooper. This is going to be a fringe touring show, going to be playing in Regina, PEI, and Edmonton in July and August. The audition is happening March 3rd at the Jim Greenhouse Studio, and you can find out more by sending an email to spectheater@gmail.com. Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach is auditioning for two shows, Romeo and Juliet, that will be up in, they're both happening in August at the Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach. One is Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare. The other is Love You Forever and More Munch, which is an adaptation of Robert Munch works. And the audition for that is going to be happening at the 10th and 11th. The 10th is at Carousel Theater on Granville Island, and the 11th will be at Alexandra Neighborhood House in the Crescent Beach area. And if you want to find out more, just go to beachhousetheater.org. Bard in the Valley is doing another Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream. That'll be up in July. The auditions are March 10th and 11th at Douglas Park Rec Center. And just go to bardinthevalley.com to find out more about that. And finally, our friends, the Geekenders, are doing a new show called Alice in Glitterland by Fairleth Harvey. That's happening in September at the Wise Hall. The auditions are at the end of March, the 29th and 30th, at Renegade to 3030 East Broadway. Casting is gender and sexuality blind, regardless of character pronouns, with the exception of the Mad Hatter, whose story is gender specific. There is a Facebook page with all of that going on about it. We've linked it on Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can just send an email to geekenders@gmail.com. And Geekenders are always a lot of fun to do as well. Let's see. Holy smokes, that's it. Remember, if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on our air, you can send it to the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. So that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And you can like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. We are at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, you want to relive glorious moments in the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes. And stick around because Audrey should be around any moment now. The place is kind of deserted. I think the snow kind of scared folks off. But what the heck, stick around because we got great programming for you all day, all night, and all weekend right here on CITR. And don't forget, next weekend, it's the big CITR fund drive. We're going to be asking you to help us raise up to $40,000 to keep this radio station alive and pumping. Doing all the great stuff we do around here. Dave Radio will be here next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background?